You're in tune to the Voice of the Valley, KROX in Crookston, Minnesota, 1260 AM and 105.7 FM, as well as 92.1 FM in Grand Forks and East Grand Forks. It is just past 10:40 here on Thursday, June 29th. It's time for your Valley Talk program. I am Cameron Herron, and today I am joined by a very special guest. I am joined by Karma Hansen, coordinator of Safe Kids in Grand Forks. How's it going, Karma?
Good morning, Cam, to you and all of your listeners. It's going great. It's a beautiful summer day, right?
Yeah, it looks pretty nice out there so far. Hopefully we'll avoid some rain. I think there was maybe some rain in the forecast for today, but hopefully it stays a beautiful day. It should be nice for sure. But
a little rain might make those farmers happy and get it done before the 4th of July holiday, right?
Yeah, for sure. I think over the weekend there might be some rain, but which is unfortunate. I think the actual 4th of July day was pretty clear, though. So, well, we brought you on because of the 4th coming up. It's the 4th of July weekend, lots of activities, lots of different things, people traveling going on, and obviously as a coordinator for Safe Kids, you want to get messages out there to make sure that kids stay safe during this kind of, you know, crazy, hectic time. So, yeah, do you want to kind of let the viewers know kind of what you do and what your business is about?
Absolutely. So we appreciate when KROX lets us come on their Valley Talk segment. Safe Kids Grand Forks, well, we're called Safe Kids Grand Forks. We cover Northeast North Dakota and Northwest Minnesota, and we have a lot of really great partners in the Crookston community, including KROX. So we thank you for that. We say that our mission is to keep kids safe at home, at school, at play, and on the way. And during that time between Memorial Day and Labor Day are what are oftentimes known as the 100 deadliest days of the year. It's a time where kids are out and about in a less structured environment. You know, they're not in school. They're out playing and exploring and doing all the things that kids and youth and teens do. So it's a time that, you know, parents and caregivers need to be a little bit extra vigilant. As we head into this holiday weekend, a couple of things are on my mind, and so we thank you for letting us share that. First thing I would say is water safety. People oftentimes head to the lakes or the rivers or pools, and many times everybody will think that somebody is watching when nobody is actually watching the kids in the water. And, you know, drowning is a very silent activity. It's not something where you're yelling and screaming for help. Usually it's very silent. And so if you have kids that are at your lake place or at a pool, that active adult supervision is really important. So assign what we call a water watcher, somebody that is responsible for watching the kids in or near the water. If that person has to, you know, go to the bathroom, get something to drink, you know, do some grilling, get out of the sun for a little bit or whatever it is, assign that to somebody else so you know that there is a designated person that's watching the kids in the water. Because again, you know, you get a family reunion or a big cookout and everybody thinks that somebody's watching the kids when in fact nobody is. And so it's important to have that water watcher. Make sure that you have life jackets on kids, even if they're on the dock or near the water, and make sure that they are the appropriate size and fit for the kids. They're sold by weight. And so if you have extra guests that are coming to maybe your lake place or you're going to somebody's cabin or to a camp or something like that, it's important to take those things with you and not just assume that they're going to have them at your destination. If your listeners need life jackets, we do make those available through the All True Clinic in Crookston for $20. And we can fit them anywhere from an infant all the way through an adult. And so if somebody had a need, they could certainly call our office today, and we would put one on a courier that would get to the All True Clinic in Crookston tomorrow for pickup.
Yeah, I definitely think that advice even carries to adults. You know, like a lot of people, you know, maybe don't know the risks of drowning if you don't have that life jacket. So that's honestly just a good piece of advice for anyone, not just children.
Absolutely. And in both North Dakota and Minnesota, the law is that if you are 10 or under, you're required to have a personal flotation device on any type of watercraft. So that includes pontoons, boats, you know, canoes, anything like that, a paddle boat. And so that's the law. But that being said, Cam, you know, make a very, your point is well taken, that this is a message not just for kids or parents with kids, but really for adults of all ages. You know, we like to think that people are going to be responsible and safe boaters, but we also know that most boating incidents involve alcohol. It is legal to have an open can of something or a bottle of something on a boat and drink on a boat. It is illegal to drink or to be driving over the legal limit. And so that being said, you know, sometimes people don't always follow that, and boating incidents do involve alcohol. And so, you know, if a boat hits a pontoon, you could have people thrown off there very quickly. And, you know, you're not going to necessarily be thrown in the same direction as your life jacket. So having it on would be super important, especially if somebody's injured, if they're thrown off of that boat. You know, they may not have the capacity to swim to shore or to safety.
Yeah, I mean, that's just good advice generally. Yeah, whenever you're probably drinking, it's a good idea to have the life jacket on just in case, because that's where things can kind of get a little sketchy at times. So that's definitely a good piece of advice. Well, if that's all you've got for water safety, how about we move on to fireworks, and a little more topical for the 4th of July season coming up?
Absolutely. Yes, so this is a time of year over the 4th when about 3/4 of the number of firework injuries that occur in the country occur. As you can imagine, it's the time where they get brought out and you celebrate Independence Day. Every year, there's nearly 12,000 people that are injured with fireworks. And like I said, most of them happen around the 4th of July. Most of those injuries occur to the face and the hands part of the body. And if you think about, you know, how you're lighting them off and you're looking at, you know, where you light them and they're holding them in your hands, that would seem, you know, pretty common sense. You know, a couple things. We at Safe Kids will typically say to leave the fireworks to the professionals. If you go online and do a Google search of firework activities that are happening within our region, they are plentiful. And if you leave it up to the professionals, they take those special precautions to, you know, make sure that they've got a flat, hard surface on you know, underneath the fireworks they're setting off. They've assured that they've got water or extinguishing devices nearby, you know, that the area is usually clear of things that could catch on fire, and just take those extra safety precautions. If people are going to do them on their own, they do need to assure that those kind of things are thought about. You know, do you have a bucket of water or a garden hose? Have you hosed down the ground around where you're going to be lighting them off? Do you have a garbage can with water in it to throw away and make sure that your spent fireworks have been, you know, adequately extinguished? And then, you know, people need to take into consideration, you know, wind conditions. You know, people who are at a lake, oftentimes, you know, if you're shooting them off at the lake, the cabins might be close together, and you think of all the boat canopies and the, you know, the gas that might be near a boat or things like that that could catch on fire. Several years ago, there was an incident that occurred where there was a group doing fireworks, and they had people in a ring around the center where they were doing it, and the person who was lighting them off, the wind tipped the fireworks over, and instead of going up into the air and firing, it went across the ground and ended up exploding underneath the chair of a young child. And so dangerous things like that can happen. And so again, we would encourage people to, you know, leave the fireworks up to the professionals and go and enjoy them in one of the community events.
Would you also discourage like some of the smaller things like sparklers and stuff like that, or do you think that those are okay?
I'm glad you asked about that. Here's what I would say about sparklers. You know, they're fun to put in the hands of little kids. They make for some pretty cool Instagram photos, right? So, you know, happy birthday to America. But that being said, sparklers burn at 1200 degrees. that's four times hotter than you bake a cake in the oven. Ooh. And so, you know, putting a sparkler into the hand of a little toddler, you know, whose arms aren't very long, those sparks go out quite a ways. And imagine if, you know, one of those sparks go into an eye of a young child or lands on their hand at 1,200 degrees.
Ouch.
That's going to create a pretty significant burn on, you know, a child that's got very fragile and sensitive skin and that type of thing. And so, again, I really highly discourage those type of things as well. A couple of years ago at our lake place, there were two teenage boys out in a boat not very far away from my in-law's house, and all of a sudden we smelled this horrible, horrible burning plastic smell, and we looked out and there was black smoke going up. These young boys were lighting a fireworks out of the boat.
Ooh.
One must have fallen on the ground, or the lighter fell on the ground or something, and oftentimes in a boat there's a little bit of a gas spill from when you fill gas on the boat, and pretty soon the whole boat was up in flames. Now the boys were able to jump out of the boat into the water and get to shore, but now the boat was floating unattended right towards a row of boats and canopies.
Luckily,
some adults jumped on jet skis and went out and took a really sharp curve and sprayed up a bunch of water that extinguished the fire on that boat. Boat sank to the bottom of the lake, but you know, it was a tragedy averted. But you know, that happened very, very quickly, and things quickly got very out of control and very dangerous. And so, again, if kids are going to be around fireworks, it's really important that they have that adult supervision, and again, take those precautions. You're not around gas or other flammables. You know that you've got a flat surface, you're paying attention to the wind direction, and you've got something that can be used as an extinguishing device.
Really quick thinking by those people on the jet skis, though. I would have never have thought of that. It's a really genius way to put out the fire. So good job.
Yeah. Man. And, you know, I mean, I think, you know, with a boat with a gas tank on board, I mean, if that would have, you know, exploded or combusted, I mean, it could have been very, very dangerous. So luckily the teens got out and the jet skis were able to put the fire out. But it could have been a very disastrous situation, more so than it was, you know, losing the property of a boat, right?
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, it's kind of funny with all these, you know, Canadian wildfires, maybe fire is even more on the minds of people lately, you know. Probably not going to have quite that big of a disaster from one of these boating incidents, but or firework incidents, but it's still something that it's good to keep in mind. Like, make sure that you know that you can put out a fire if it starts and gets out of control.
Yeah, and you know, if you go to bed at night at your campground or your lake place, make sure that fire is extinguished. You know, make sure that you don't have flammable things that are around it, and know what your source of extinguishing that is going to be. You know, is it a hose or a bucket, or you know, if you're doing a fire, pour some water on the ground around the fire. The other thing I would say is, you know, be careful of, you know, if you've got kids out roasting marshmallows or hot dogs or that kind of thing, you know, not laying the poker sticks down on the ground by the fire where somebody could trip over that in the dark and fall into a fire. Or, you know, kids sitting with a blanket on their lap and they get up to walk around, you know, not tripping on something, you know, by the fire, keeping that area around, you know, your campfire free of things that could be dangerous as well.
Well, so we've, did you have another
point? I was going to say, you know, as people are traveling for the holidays, it's really important that, you know, they don't take a vacation from safety. You know, if you are traveling and you're filling up your car, going on a big camping trip, remember, kids still need to be in car seats. You need to still have your seatbelts on. Yeah. You know, we are very fortunate. We partner with Brost Chevrolet in Crookston. They've been longtime partners with us. Also with Polk County Public Health. They have car seat technicians there, and they help and do a fabulous job with assuring that the people of the community have resources for car seat and knowing how to use them. We have a car seat checkup event coming up in Crookston on July 27th. Those events are held in the evening and from 4:30 to 6 at Brost. And if people are maybe getting a new car seat for their vehicle, or they're switching their car seat from, you know, a rear-facing to a forward-facing direction, or maybe they just have never had it checked, I would encourage them to come by that event. Four out of five car seats are used incorrectly. And, you know, I know in a crash that those car seats are, you know, what's going to protect young children. And so getting them checked and having that peace of mind that you are using your seat correctly is really, really important. And so if people are interested in finding out more information about that car seat checkup event in Crookston, we have flyers on our webpage, which is safekidsgf.com. Or they can go to our Facebook page, and we've got events created for all of those, and they can get more details on our Facebook page as well.
So as we approach kind of the end of this interview, got a couple more minutes left, there's actually a driving skills class in Grand Forks, and you wanted to kind of talk about that?
Yeah, absolutely. So the North Dakota Vision Zero, which is out of the Department of Transportation, conducts a class, and it's an event every year at the Alaris Center in Grand Forks. It's called Driving Skills for Success, and it is geared for kind of those pre-getting your permit to having a permit to getting a license teens. You can register on the North Dakota Vision Zero website to attend. There are stations, and it is just a super cool event. Both kids and adults can attend. It would be great if adults would attend with their teens, but it is a class that has stations where kids learn how to change the oil and check their tires and winterize their car, and they learn about the dangers of texting and driving. They actually get to drive in a vehicle in the parking lot and go through kind of an obstacle course with a law enforcement officer beside them in the car. And they go through and they kind of time how fast that takes. And then they go through that same obstacle course with their cell phone. And we have somebody that's texting them. And, we have the youth take a selfie. Obviously, the law enforcement officer is watching to make sure they're safe, but learning about how, you know, seeing, oh my gosh, it took me a lot longer to get there and I knocked over a bunch of cones and that kind of thing. They get to use the fatal vision goggles, which, replicate the effects of alcohol on the body. And that event is held every other year here in our community. It is free. I would encourage people to get signed up to attend that. The other thing, if youth attend that Driving Skills for Success, there is also a class happening that same day called Alive at 25, and it is a classroom-type situation, a little bit different than the stations, where if a youth take that, they oftentimes can get money off of their insurance premiums. And so not only are they going to learn some great stuff, but they'll also get some insurance discounts as well. So you can find more information out about that event on North Dakota Vision Zero. If you go ahead and look that up, and it's called Driving Skills for Success.
For sure. Always good to teach young people about the dangers of distracted and impaired driving. That's definitely one of the big reasons that a lot of the crashes, you know, and that you hear on the news happen. So always good to tell people about. Well, we've only got about a minute left. Do you have any other just general tips before we conclude this Valley Talk program?
Well, here's what I would say, and thank you again for getting us on. We appreciate
For sure.
the partnership with KROX. We have a newsletter that we put out once a quarter. We have a special edition, one that will be going out this today, got a whole bunch of summer safety topics in it. Go to our website, which is safekidsgf.com, and along the right-hand side, you can sign up to receive a copy of our newsletter electronically. You can like us on Facebook and follow along with all the events that we have going on, not just in Grand Forks, but in the Crookston community as well. Our Facebook page is Safe Kids Grand Forks. And if we can ever be of any help to your listeners, they can always call our office. We're located in the All True Clinic in East Grand Forks. Our number is 701-780-1489, and we're happy to help in whatever topic it is that they need as we keep kids safe at home, at school, and playing on the way.
Well, thank you very much, Karma, for the talk here today, and hope you have a great day, and hope everyone stays safe for this holiday weekend.
Thank you so much, Cam, and it's great to hear you on the radio, and thanks for your good work you're doing there with KROX.
For sure. Thank you very much. I very much appreciate that. You have a great day.
Bye-bye.
So that was your Valley Talk program here on this Thursday, June 29th. Karma Hansen from Safe Kids.